A senior figure in the Kinahan organised crime group, who along with his wife and girlfriend laundered more than €1,300,000 through multiple bank accounts, has been jailed for an additional 7 years and 3 months today. For more, our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us. First of all, Paul, perhaps a reminder of the background to this case.
Well, indeed, Brian, there's a background to six cases that went through the Special Criminal Court today, and they're all connected to the Kinahan organised crime group. Three Kinahan gang members and three women, their former wives and partners, were sentenced today in court, five of them for money laundering for the gang, and in one case for helping the gang carry out the attempted an attempt on the life of a rival Hutch gang member. Now, the money launderers were the three Kinahan gang members and associates: Declan Brady, who's the senior figure and is known as Mr. Nobody because the guards never knew anything about him; James Walsh, who was also a gun runner with him; and a man called David Duffy, who was involved in helping the gang in their attempt on the life of a rival Hutch gangster, James Gately. Now, Brady and Walsh were laundering for the gang. Brady involved his wife and his girlfriend, Deirdre Brady and Erica Lucas, and they laundered over €1.3 million in euro through multiple and single accounts. For example, Deirdre Brady was paying $3,000 a month to a Spanish mortgage account for a property in Calador in Mallorca, and over 4 years she also paid another $140,000 to the Spanish account of Thomas Kavanagh. Now, he's the man the Gardaí say is the second highest member of the Kinahan crime gang, and he's currently in custody in the UK awaiting sentencing. The Bradys also paid over €66,000 to the Druids Glen Hotel for the wedding of a family member, more than €27,000 of which was paid for in cash for bar and room bills. Deirdre Brady also, unbeknownst to herself, paid the rent through one of her accounts on a property her husband had rented and shared with his girlfriend. Now, that's Erica Lucas, who's a Hungarian woman, and she had cash in the house that Declan paid the rent on and admitted laundering almost €200,000. Now, James Walsh's girlfriend, Lisa O'Hara, also laundered money for the gang. She didn't know where the money was coming from, and she thought that James worked like she does.
So what, Paul, happened in court today then?
Well, the three men were sent to jail. The three women were given suspended sentences and were allowed walk out of court. Now, it's quite unusual for the Special Criminal Court, particularly in relation to serious organised crime offences, to hand out suspended sentences. But it's clear today that the three judges were mixing justice with mercy in these cases. Mr Justice Tony Hunt accepted that the women were not involved with the Kinahan gang in any way and would not have been before the courts, but for their relationship with Kinahan gang members. He said, however, in the case of the Bradys and Erica Lucas, that they should have known or suspected the disconnect between Declan Brady's activities and the money that they had in their accounts. Now, Brady was a senior figure in the crime gang. He was jailed today for an additional 7 years and 3 months on top of the 11 and a half year sentence he got for firearms offences. Walsh was also caught with him at the Kinahan Arms Depot. Now, he's serving a sentence for those firearms offences. He got an additional 4 years and 9 months, but he appears, we heard in court today, to have disengaged from the gang. Deirdre Brady and Erica Lucas, Declan Brady's wife and mistress, were each given a 3 year suspension. Sentence. Deirdre and her family wept with relief in court. And Lisa O'Hara, the other woman, she walked out with a 2 year suspended sentence. She works. Her employer knows what happened. He said he will keep her on in spite of the conviction. She also looks after a young child. She wrote a letter to the court, realises she should have known better. And Mr Justice Tony Hunt said the judges don't see the logic of jailing her in this case. He said to Lisa O'Hara today, it's very important that she doesn't repeat the mistakes she made in this case. And she replied, I won't.
Paul Reynolds, crime correspondent. Thank you.